It'd be nice. They know where I go. I go to show, I go to school, they can follow me around. Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to learn this Gemara, and I'll talk halachah l'maaseh after I do the Gemara, because this is a very major controversy. I mean, it's the gay l'maaseh, the gay by a lot of chassidim. So, let me just teach this Gemara first, speak out to Rishayim, Taisus, and then we'll speak halachah l'maaseh. Something in my writer. We'll start again from Amar Shmuel, which is you go across Yud Chas Amar Aleph, go across from Taisus Hashalayach, and come down one line. Amar Shmuel, Ksuba Kamaisa Bezin Damya. Ksuba is considered an act of Bezin, which means the lien begins as soon as it's written, like every other sack of Bezin. So even though Ksuba is not done in Bezin, it's done individually, but since it's an obligation that Chazal placed, or the Torah placed, on a person, the lien starts as soon as it's written. So therefore, you can have it written before it's signed. That's what the Gemara says. We're going to learn a little bit more Gemara. We'll come back to this. Rashi, the lien starts because Bezin paskins. It's not considered predated. The lichtness of the chuppah. Rashi explains it differently to me, and I apologize. The reason it starts, the lichtness of the chuppah, the cure of chasnasu, the marriage has started. Chayal shibuda v'avagav l'yachtam. So even without the signature, the fact that it's written and they're getting married is enough to create the shibud. So Rashi clearly seems to indicate that what makes it... Avksuba. Now, so Rashi clearly indicates that what makes Suba different is the fact that they're getting married. And that creates a kiruv that creates the lien even before it's signed. And that's why there's no problem if it's written by day and signed by night. Taisus points out, again, no questions yet. Taisus claims out because that the reason it works is because we're kanamine. The reason it works, Bismanase, he says, is because we make a kinya with the chasm when it's written. And therefore, there's no problem that it's signed later because the kinya was made that day. So the obligation started that day. That's what Taisus says. So according to me, Taisus, there's zero problem in having a ksuba written and signed on Tuesday and the wedding occurring on Tuesday night. Because you make the kinyan on Tuesday. In fact, the Adam signed on Tuesday. It's even better. Right? Ksuba. They make a kinyan from the chasm that he obligates himself in the ksuba in front of the Adam. Then the Adam signed that he made the kinyan. So that makes the obligation. So Tyson says there's no problem in writing a ksuba on Friday and signing it on Maitre Shabbos, Tyson says, if you make the kinyan on Friday. Because the kinyan is the obligation that the chassan obligates himself, and that's when the lien started. I get no questions, please. Let me finish, because if not, it's going to get all confusing. But Mana said, so Ramesha writes in a tshuva, that Taisus doesn't work for us today. Because the kinyan is based on the fact that he's going to get married to her. And once upon a time, in Taisus' days, there was a kedusha beforehand. That they were already, to a certain extent, bound to each other. Meaning, she was an Eishes Ish already. Now what happens is, the financial obligation that kicks in at the time of the suin. Therefore, Taisus says, you make a kinyan, that financial obligation kicks in. But today, the financial obligation is based on the fact that they're going to go get married. They're not married yet at all. It's a financial obligation that he obligates himself because he's going to get married. And therefore, the obligation doesn't kick in until he gets married. Therefore, Ramesha writes in the tshuva, to write a ksuba on Tuesday, and sign it on Tuesday, and the chuppah takes place on Tuesday night, is a shtar mukdam. Because the guy never is meshabbat himself, even with the kinyan, till after the chuppah. He's not married to her yet. In the time of Taisus, he was already married to her. She needs to get it ready if he were to sever it now. So So there was a question only of financial obligation to your Jew wife. You can write a ksuba to an arusa. You're not mechuyev to. So you're getting married in 20 minutes or tonight. You can write the ksuba now and obligate yourself. But today, you're not married to her. There's no ksuba before marriage. Therefore, this obligation is not obligation. Because, yes, he obligated himself that when he gets married, it should kick in. And he's not getting married today. He's getting married tonight. Therefore, Rav Moshe holds that a ksuba has to be done, the chuppah has to be done on the same day as the ksuba. That's where Maisha holds halacha lemaisa. Because if not, it's a shtar mukdam. Shlom Zalman does not say that. I don't know if he agrees with, disagrees with Ramesha. If Shlom Zalman says, the problem is not the obligation. He made the king and he obligated himself. Yes, he's planning to get married, but obligation starts right now. But the problem is, it's a lie. Because in the ksuba it says that this day, this guy said to his wife, have a little into. It's not true. The Eidim are signing is when he gets a sheker. B'yoyim chav beis l'chaydesh adar sh'nas tav shim pei beis poim basar Cleveland, Ohio eich sh'abachar fayni amar l'adab sulta plainis have a little into. It's not true. Didn't happen that day. The Eber of Shlomo Zalman says it's not impossible because their shtar mugdam doesn't necessarily agree to Ramesh's svara that the obligation doesn't kick into the chuppah. But he's saying in a different svara. The Eidim are signing in a sheker. He didn't say it that day.
What did he say again? What's the lesson he said?
You want to write down the whole lesson of ksuba?
No,
Eich Shabachar Ben Hakoyen Amar Ladab Sulta this bas heavenly to be my wife. It's not true. He didn't say it on that day. So the Eidim are signing in a lie. So if someone said you can't do it, you're making the Eidim sign in a lie. So again, to review. In the case, in Tysus' case, I don't know if they wrote in their Ksuba Havalila into. I don't know if that was the Nusach. But then he would have the same problem.
How can they do the Ksuba before he says it at all?
What?
How can they sign it before he says it at all?
There it is. They're signing that they saw the Kenyan that's going to be, and that this, it's a good point. There it is, we're signing on the fact that he's going to do it. So they're signing that on this day he said, have a little into. You're right, they didn't do it yet. It's a good question. I don't have a good answer to that.
What's Shtar Mugdam?
A date, and the Shtar is dated before the lien started.
If the lien is for Lekuchas, they're going to buy something.
And yeah, the lien is for Lekuchas.
So there's no Lekuchas.
That doesn't make a difference. That Walker says Shtar Mugdam is possible. So there's no lekuchas today. First of all, there are lekuchas. Why aren't there lekuchas? Who says the chasm didn't sell a house that day?
Yeah.
Again, it's not negeya because we don't do these things.
Yeah, I understand.
But logically, it's negeya.
And it's a financial document,
though. 100%. So Ramesha says the financial document is based on marriage. So in the time of Tysus, he says, which by me is a chiddush, that Tysus' time is almost still that way. Because I would have told you by Tysus' time they did it our way. But Ramesha says they didn't. So in the time of Tysus, Dr. Ramesha, Kedusha was done. The Suul was done later. They were already married. Just a question of taking marriage to the next step. You can write Ksuba to Arusa. A lot of people wrote Ksuba to Arusa. We had whole sukkahs in the Gemara that people wrote Ksuba to their Arusa.
They had it signed and
they obligated themselves to pay Ksuba to their Arusa.
Like
they can do whatever they want. But today, he says, they're not married at all. Nobody writes Ksuba to not their wife. Therefore, it's depending on the fact that there's going to be Kedusha. So by signing it on a different day, you're making a shtar mugdam.
So if it's clear, if I'm asked to be an aide on Ksuba and it's clear they're not going to get married that day, do I refuse to sign it?
Is there a rabbi there?
Yeah, but my rabbi holds this.
If I were you, I would just tell the mechutin I'd rather not be an aide. Whoever's mechabit, you would aid us. My hand hurts today. It's fine. I wouldn't get involved in a halakhic argument with the officiating rabbi.
One of my good counselors was Williamsburg. He was very upset because the counselor she wanted to do it before. He wanted to wait for somebody else later. Maisa, they waited, and they signed it again right before the
Chuppah. So I should have told them that it had so. They write the Ksuba, they sign the Ksuba under the Chuppah, after Kedushin. After the Kedushin, they had the Ksuba come up there, and they sign the Ksuba when they read it.
And the Lashon has to say that the day, whenever that day is, it's the next, already after Tzeis.
So they write it the day after Tzeis.
Oh. Okay.
Which is done here in America, too. Shkia is at 5:04. The Chuppah is at 8 o'clock. They don't write Tuesday's day, they write Tuesday night's day.
Also, right around
change the clock. That's Corey's question. If you write the date another way, if you write the next day.
And I never checked my Tzibah. I got married. My Chuppah was 10:15 at night. Because it was the first night of Lag Baomer, and they waited 72 minutes.
Dated
it
for the day.
So I think it's dated on the day of the night, yeah.
And if it wasn't,
then according to Moshe, it was a Shtar Mukdam.
But
Moshe would say it's a Shtar Mukdam. So the Zalman would say they signed that a lie. The Ksuba says, I said to my wife, have a little inti, I didn't say it that day.
Like
in my case, we knew the Chuppah would be after Tzeis. We had to wait till Agbaimer. You know, it's part of the 17 days of Sphira that still exists. Sphira used to be 49 days. Got shaved off. We're down to 17. four Chodesh, after Lag Baomer, like we still have 17 days from Aleph year till not even 16 days from Bay's year through Yud Zion. That's Sphira today. So my chasen was the night of Yud Ches. So they knew me, and since I married a girl who grew up in the King Kleisenberg, they wait 72 minutes seriously for everything. So I knew. And then at 72, they decided to have Myra. And then we went to the Chuppah. It's okay, I'm happily married. It's almost 46 years, so it's okay. So the Chuppah was an hour later.
I thought you're not supposed to prolong the Simcha right away.
Meaning I shouldn't have prolonged my engagement. I prolonged it by an hour by waiting 72 minutes.
I'm saying, yeah. I thought it was. Yeah. Your wife is very nice.
Thank you. She's listening.
That's
very possible. That's very possible. Anyway, but that's the halacha. So I just thought I'd update the halacha on this. That's the Gemara by Tik Sabas and Reb Chiya. It's interesting that Shlomo Zalman does not agree to Reb Moshe, seemingly doesn't agree that it's a Shtar Mukdam, he just thinks it's a lie. Now, Corey's right. We sign Eich Shabacho Amalo Ladab Sulta when he didn't say it yet. So really they're signing on something that didn't happen. But at least it's happening that day. You're right. It is bothersome to me. Why isn't the Eich Shabacho the good way of doing it? Or straight again. We're not changing, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're doing it the way we do it. But in Eretz Yisrael, they signed the Ksuba under the Chuppah after Kedushin. And then they signed Eich Shabacho Amalo.
Makes more sense.
Exactly.
Even if they put it the date on the next day, and they signed.
But they're signing it before it happened. Right. That's what's bothering Corey. You're writing something that happened that didn't happen yet.
Corey, you start writing it that day. And it's not happening until later.
No, Corey's asking at any Ksuba, even the same day. Corey's asking. They're getting married on Sunday afternoon. The Ksuba is written on Sunday. The Ksuba is on Sunday. Everything's great. But they're signing before that happened. And they're signing that the thing happened. They're saying that on this day, Eich Shabachar, Ben Pliny HaKayan, Amar, Ladab Sulta, right, Havilila Intu. But no, he's in the half-block, but I don't care, I hear the whole business.
I have an idea, Rebbe. Rebbe is the Rav of Shom Shabbos, correct?
Right.
If you would start...
No, I'm not, this is exact. I don't start things. Kaiser's been doing things. We don't...
No, write it,
We don't reinvent the wheel. Everybody does it this way. The ignorant one is the Svarting service. I mean, the real Svarting service. I was once an aide on one of them, and I didn't want to be an aide, by the way. Because an Ashkenazi Rav was being Masada Kedushin by a Svarti Chasana. He had zero idea what was happening in that Ksuba. The Chasan signs the Ksuba, and he swears not to marry a second wife without his first wife's permission.
Wow.
That's part Rabbi. Of the
Ksuba. Just 1 second, Harvey. So he swears that he's not going to marry a second wife unless he has his first wife's Kedushin. At least in the Chuppah that I signed by a Svarti, that's what it said in the Ksuba. It's a whole different thing. So the chassan has to sign besides the Adam. So they're signing that he signed that shvua, besides obligating him in the tzibah.
That's a different star?
It's a different, it's a totally different nusach.
No, but I'm saying it's in the tzibah itself?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's part of the tzibah. I don't know if all svartim do it again. It's the one svartim chassan that I was an aid by, and I was very guilty because the rub who was there never did a svartim chassan, and he was like, trying to figure out like exactly what you do. Yes, Harvey.
I was wondering if the way we do it now is permissible or accepted because the aide will presumably attend the chuppah immediately afterwards and might be able to negate his own signature in case the event does not happen.
Yes, but again, obviously it's okay the way we do it now. If not, we wouldn't be doing it. You know, we don't do the wrong thing as a general.
I'm trying to understand why it's acceptable. Why it's acceptable.
But I hear your point. Bottom line is you're signing on something that didn't happen yet, which will happen that day. And as you said, if it doesn't happen that day, it's never going to be given over to her. But at the bottom line is they're signing something, and they say something happened that didn't happen yet. And that's core inspection. I don't have a good answer.
Do we even insist that the Adim stay for the chuppah? Do we insist? What if they left?
I never saw anybody insist. I guess the assumption is that they stay. But I never saw anybody insist. And they're not regular. They're not necessarily the Adam that watch the transfer.
Right, right.
There are other two Adam that watch the transfer to Ksuba.
Yeah.
I was thinking, there's some monetary contractual agreement.
Yes.
When anybody borrows money from somebody else, they don't give them the money first. They give them the money after they sign the contract.
The contract doesn't say that I saw you do it.
Well, the contract says that Reuven borrowed $100,000 from Shimon.
It does not. It says I hereby borrow upon consideration giving such a thing. It does not speak in the past tense. I'm just saying what a standard contract.
I think in a star, it says that Reuven borrowed. Adam testify that we saw Reuven borrow from Shimon. So what Mike wanted to say, I don't know when the money's handed over. I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe that's the way it is in all stars. I don't know. You're saying in an English contract it says hereby, but in
the event is the event is
proving love and
the event is
whatever it is.
In the secular contract,
I don't know anybody
to write
a star
contemporaneous.
Anymore. I don't know.
When you borrow money from a bank, you sign the papers first before they give you the money.
They don't care about starting bugging them at a bank.
No, I understand that, but that's the way of the world. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Okay. Something about the Ksuba said Rav Chiya bar Rav Ichta B'yayim Ve'echta Malayla. The Ksuba of Rav Chiya bar Rav, Rav's son, was written by day and signed by night. Have a Rav Hasam V'lehem V'lehem Midi. Rav was there and didn't stop him. Le'im Ha'kishmuk Shirelei. Chayre, it's a riot that he agrees to Shmuel, that by Ksuba, you can sign, write it by day and sign it by night. So the Gemara, no riot, Sukkim by Sinyan Heaven. They were already involved, meaning from the writing to the Chsima, they were involved in the wedding preparations. And therefore, that's not called Mukdam. Even if you don't hold like Shmuel, that you can write Ksuba by day and sign it at night, but if the writing continues to the signing without a break, meaning it's all Ksuba oriented, they're talking about the Ksuba there, so then it's considered one long action, not a mukdam.
Is that what we're relying on today?
I don't know, because it's written way before, I mean, right, because he has written that. Maybe. Tanya Amar Ablazim, Rabbi Tzadik, Lashon HaShen, Asukim Ba'is Inyan, Abba Asukim Ba'is Inyan Kasha. Rashi, asukim ba'itzinyan, b'ksivat chasimah, v'afilu b'shtar shar eskashin, you can work for any contract. Lo yishonu the stars that have come b'yayim, b'sklamim b'layim, b'sulim, ha'vasukim ba'itzinyan, kivin she'edim mizumanim lachtim, they're prepared to sign. Ha'u shibakoch l'tzichim v'hamtim, ha'chi yisayim ha'sayim v'sa shtar, they're just waiting for it to be finished. Avagav nishramah l'chasimah l'urt, it's kosher, shari m'shas chasimah nami yisle kala. If it's continuous, then we say the kail started already earlier, and therefore it's not considered a predated star. That's talking about written one day, signed the next day. But if there's no break in the middle, they're just waiting for it to be finished so they can sign, it doesn't bother me that it was written one day and signed the next day. So it could be that's part of our heter, that the ksuba is written, and then they don't finish writing the ksuba until right before the Adam sign, because they have to fill in the word the kanina. So it could be that's what we rely on also. Again, most people are makpid to have the ksuba written and signed the same day. Ramesh is saying you can't even have the chuppah later. The chuppah has to be the same day. That's, you don't even need an asina, really. What? We didn't have the word asina mentioned here.
Why?
I think the Ramesh's problem is not that it's written and signed on different days. Even if it's written and signed on Tuesday, the chuppah is Tuesday night. Ramesh says it's understood that the guy's not obligating himself to the chuppah. Therefore, it's a predated star. This worked, Ramesh says, when they were already married. There was already kedushin. But today, even though the chassan obligates himself and they ate him sign,
they're not married, it doesn't.
But they're not obligated right till the marriage, as that happened the next day.
But now
they're signing it during Shkia, right after Shkia, and then the Chuppah doesn't happen until Faith.
Right.
It's two separate things.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Ramesh says is not good. Shlomo Zalman is not bothered by that. As I pointed out, Shlomo Zalman is bothered by the fact that they're signing a lie. Didn't happen that day. They're saying it happened on that day. It didn't. Just they're signing it alone. Again, their ksubas didn't say, "Eich shabach ramalah have a little yanti." Didn't say that at the time of the Gemara.
What did it say?
They already had the kedushin a year before.
There's no problem.
Exactly. That's what we're saying. Our ksubas are different than they used to be.
So what's the issue? Because the kedushin hasn't happened yet.
Ramesh holds that the kedushin hasn't happened yet, and Reb Shlomo Zalman holds because it's a lie. And again, in Eretz Yisrael, they solve both problems.
First of all, it's a lie because it says that the kid obligates to destroy the father.
Who said the father obligates himself? You don't say. You don't make a king out of the
Tzibba.
You're paying Shui's Tzibba. Shui's chayvin his own Tzibba.
That's
Shui. Chatzin's chayvin his own Tzibba.
That's me.
It's not true. The chassan's obligated in his tzibba, not his father.
Never need to know about it.
The tznoim is an obligation on the father that he said he got everything for the chassan and it was necessary. That's the father obligation. The tzibba is an obligation on the husband.
That was the mother. It's the father that
does. Yeah, well, people should know what they're signing. This is how you sign any paper you get.
So a lot of rabbanim explained the tzibba to the chassan before they do the kinyan. They said, you realize what you're signing. You know, they explain it to him, you know. I don't know how well he's paying attention, but that's besides the point.
It sounds like it's a prenup, really. It's a golden prenup. Kind of.
So they signed it before, and then they're involved in the whole process, the
Bedekin, and it's all... Yeah, that's what Gemara said. The Adam are waiting for the Sefer to finish the star. That's what all the Gemara said.
That's not true.
I didn't say it is true.
Then it doesn't help us.
I said, I don't know what we're... Again, Ramesh was makbid that everything be done on the same calendar day. That the date of the ksuba be the date it's signed and the date of the chuppah.
They said this is not too worried about this.
That's because they were... Kedushin happened a year ago.
Yehuda was the place? Was it all places or just
certain every places? Every place in ksuba. Yehuda, they were mayachid. Shimon Machsher, Amar Rava.
Let's say he sold the payroll.
The kail will go out. Nothing to do with payrolls, by the way. It's not a get.
It's
a ksuba.
Later on, if they get divorced, he said, I sold the payrolls on this day.
Again. The date of ksuba doesn't affect payrolls.
Ksuba, what does? Obligation.
Payrolls?
Yeah.
Get.
No, the get. But the right that he has to payrolls.
Started on the day of the ksuba.
Right.
So what's going to happen 10 years later?
10 years later, they get divorced.
Yeah.
And he sold the payrolls, and he sold it on the wrong day. He sold it the day early.
She's not coming to get those payrolls. She would have gotten those payrolls right away. They're not waiting to after the divorce to argue about what happened on the day of the ksuba.
Look, it could happen. People get divorced quickly.
Again, the difference of the day of the ksuba is for liens. And the question is, can the buyer find out that there's a ksuba? And the answer is, since it's written and signed right next to each other, the news spread that the ksuba was written on that day, the obligation started that day.
You mean whoever's there at the wedding ceremony will remember exactly when...
It says the date on the ksuba. It says the date on the ksuba. It's provable.
He bought the field in the morning and he got married to the guy at night.
Right.
Does that matter? I mean, the crow goes out as well. His house was at night. So
since it was written that day and signed right afterwards, Rashi says, Ksiva is mighty call. Nothing about that. Shimon Machsha. Amar Rabba, my time is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said that if it gets written by day and signed by night, it's kosher. Why does Reb Shimon say it's kosher? Dr. Gemara. Because he loses the Paris Mishas Ksiva, we had that earlier. Therefore, there's nothing wrong. What's going to be the problem? She's going to come and say, you divorced me that day, and he didn't divorce her until the next day. Okay, he wrote the get that day, and therefore, since he wrote the get that day, he lost the Paris. Whether he gave it or not, the fact that he wrote the get makes him lose the Paris.
He wrote the get
because
it was Aiden. Right? When the get was written,
were there Adam on the get? They signed the next night.
They signed the next night. In other words, when a person writes a get, and when he holds it in his pocket...
So that was the Gemara's question. The Gemara said people don't do that.
Right, they don't do that because they might change their mind.
Whatever it is, they don't do that. The Gemara said we don't have to worry about such cases.
Exactly.
Gemara asked that question, said don't worry about it.
So she cannot, she could be tyrant.
Exactly, because it stops at the time of Ksiva. Exactly.
That's
an Akkad proof. Exactly. Amr Shlakish, by Hikshir Reb Shimon El Alter. Reb Shimon says, only in the immediate, meaning Ksiva is written by day, and the signature was within the immediate range. I will be combat Asar Yamim, but if there's a 10-day break, like, it's not kosher according to Reb Shimon. So again, immediate range is 9 days. Up to 10 days. That's what Reb Shimon is saying.
The Mishnah said the next day.
Again, that was the case in the Mishnah. How about if it's 10 days apart? How about if it's 5 days apart?
Is that because he doesn't lose the field?
Again, give me a chance to say anything. You got to give me a chance. I will be gone by a sorry Yamim Lai. Why? Chayshinan Shema Pius. Because we're afraid to get Yashin. If the get's not signed within the immediate range, this get to us is very questionable. Because who says they didn't get along, they didn't have yichud in between the writing and the signing? And if they did, there goes the kashrus haget l'chatchila. Can't give a get that the husband and wife might have been together after it was written. Now, we give a 10-day period, we assume during those 10 days we don't have to worry that they made up. But once it's longer, that's what Shlaki says, how do we know? Reb Yechon and Amar, Afilu Mikav and Asar Yamin. And Misa the Pious, Kalis Leilavosa. Trust me, if they made up, we know about it. The neighbors are here screaming all day. That's what Rashi says. The neighbors are here screaming all day, and all of a sudden it gets quiet. The room, hey, they made up. You don't have to be afraid to get Yashan unless you have reason to suspect it. And Reb Shlaki says, once you have a amount of time, and Reb Shlakish picked 10 days, and I don't know why he picked 10 days. I don't know. Once you have a certain amount of time, you got to be worried that they made up. And Rosh Miachlin says, we know if they made up. The neighbors talk about them. They hear the screaming and the yelling and the pots banging. They hear all that. And all of a sudden it quiets down. They say they made up. So we would find out if they made up.
The whole thing is about
Paris.
Once he says, I have
on. According to him, you lose the Paris the minute it's written.
But if you make up, you get the back.
No, if he makes up, forget about that. The gets puzzle.
He has nothing to do with Paris.
That's different. Rashi doesn't bring Paris into the picture. Pashtas, if you make up, you get the Paris back.
Maybe that's part of the
tie-in. That's what it says. I read what it says. Other Rishonim argue that they say payment. Rashi talks about Rashi. The Rashi number out of Kasher from the Eilu payment. He tarf him as Mangsiva, but didn't tarf him. She collects Mangsiva. It's legal. Next Rashi, Shema Pius is Ishtay B'Tayachach Ubala. He lived with her. Vavi get Yashin. Kala Isla Lemosa. Shashcheinim Vashcheinais. Both the men neighbors and the women neighbors. Shemim Tagir V'Ktzata Shemay Ishli Ishtay. They have a constant argument. Kashi Yishka at this Rebam, and if all of a sudden things quiet down, Hako Margishim, everybody is aware. Yes?
But Get Yashin and Peros are one and the same, no?
No, I lost you on that one.
What it means, does he lose out the Peros or not?
That's not what was, again.
No. I'm asking, isn't that the whole thing?
According to Shimon, once it gets written, he loses the Paris. So why, if it's written and signed 10 days later, is there a problem? That means because he lost the Paris.
Right.
Fine. So why, if it's signed 10 days later, is there a problem?
On the 11th day.
Is that because of...
What changes in 10 days? I don't know.
So it's not like this between Rishon
and Shemit. They both seem 10 days. No, Rabbi Yechiel says... We would know if they made up, so it could be for 50 days.
How would they know they wrote a get 10 days earlier? Because the fighting stopped?
No.
Because the get comes out afterwards?
The get comes out afterwards with that day. Our fear is that maybe from the time he wrote it to the time he signed it and gave it, they made up. Well, the neighbors will tell us if they made up.
And if they made up?
Then the get is puzzled.
Can't use it. You have to write a new one.
Can't write a get that after the date of the get, husband and wife were together alone.
And that's a
mess. That's called get, Yashan. By the way, it's my colleague's turn on, but we passed in the dress.
If they decide to divorce later, they have to write a new get.
Exactly. And the reason is to protect the child. Because she might have conceived, the child is born, 25 years later, when he's, I'm sorry, 20 years later, when he's getting married, they're going to say, hey, your mother's get was written before you were conceived. That means you're an illegitimate child. Not a momser, but you're a pugum. You were born out of wedlock. It's not fair to him. Not fair to him. And the Gemara will explain itself, so we got to give the chance for the Gemara to explain itself. Itmar, Amalasara Kisvu Gedli Ishti. He tells 10 people, and exactly how he tells the 10 people, the Gemara is going to discuss. He told 10 people, write a get for my wife. Now what happens? Amar Reb Yechonim, Shnai Mishim Eidim Bekulam Mishim Tanai. Two are the witnesses, and the other 8 have to sign because he made the get conditional on all of them signing. He said, I want you all to be involved. That means he made a condition in the get. The get should, he can make a condition in the get. The get should be a valid get if all of you sign. Now, they're not witnesses. You don't need more than 2 witnesses, but that was his condition. And the Gemara is going to explain what difference that makes. Rav Shlakish Amar Kula Mishamedim. And Rav Shlakish says, no. All 10 have to sign as witnesses. Now, what the difference is, the Gemara will explain. In fact, the Gemara Hechidami. What exactly did he tell them? He did not say all of you. He just walked into a room where there were 10 people and he said, write a get. But not Amar Lasarikis, who get Leishti Echad Chaisim, Shnaim Chaisim. The Mishnah says, if you walk into a room with 10 people and says to you, fellas, write a get. All it means is that one has to write it and two have to sign it. It doesn't mean all 10 have to be involved. Neither according to anybody. Why would Rish Lakish want him to sign? And why would Rabbi Yechiel say it's a condition? He walks into a room with 10 people and says, fellas, get me a get. So all it means is one writes and two signs. He said, I want you all to write the get, which means I want everybody to sign. So one says, Rish Lakish says, that means he wants 10 signatures, and each one of them has to be a kosher signature. And Rabbi Yechiel says, two are signatures, and the other 8 are conditions. In fact, the Gemara might be Nayu, what difference does it make? So the Gemara, Iki Benayu, the Chasim Betray Minayu B'yayimei, the Inach Mikayim Batsar Yamin. Two of them signed that day, and the other 8 signed 10 days later.
They're not related.
Why did 10 people write
a get? It means sign. It means sign. That's all means write and sign. So now, 10 people. He said everybody be involved. Two signed that day. The other 8 signed 10 days later. According to Rish Lakish, the other 8. So according to Rish Lakish, the 8 him signed later. 10 days later, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not good. According to Rabbi Yechiel, two signed that day. It's a good get. Conditions can be met 10 days later. It's a get that they didn't sign on the same day. Conditions can be met 10 days later. Because of Shlakish, they're all Adam. Adam have to sign that day.
What does this tie do?
That it's not a get until it's met. You can make a condition in a get that has zero to do with any logic.
Well, the Mafreya, it's good. It's Mafreya, right?
Well, he didn't give it to her until after they all signed.
Yeah, it took 11 days to get all the signatures.
He didn't give it to her until they all signed.
That's
left off. No, he can't give it to her before the tonight's mad pashtus.
Why?
I don't know. Honestly, it's a good question. I don't know. But quite, that would be an Afkamina. The Gemara does not bring that in Afkamina.
What is
she considering? She's not mad. But if once they're
men. That's not so simple. That's the sugya of the seventh parent. We'll worry about it when we get there.
He gives it to her before.
Inami, one of the 10 is apostle aid. He's a relative. So he can sign it as an aid, but he can be part of it tonight. You can make a condition that a monkey sign it. You can make any condition you want. The man damish of tonight kosher. The man damish of aid them, apostle. Let's catch it.
Why,
if it's a tonight, it's okay? Because they're not, it doesn't, all a tonight means is meet an extra condition. They don't have to be kosher.
The condition was, I want all the signatures.
Yes.
What do all the signatures mean? I want valid signatures.
No, who said that?
It does.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
What did it say when he said, I want
10
signatures.
I want you all to sign.
As Adam.
Two is Adam. That's the Machlokes Rish Lakish
and
Rabbi Yechiel.
And the rest are?
A condition that I have, a hang-up, that I want other 8 people to sign.
Did you say that? No. When it says the word kiss through, it means?
Right and sign.
Right and sign.
Maybe it means
sign. It's a legitimate sign.
It's a condition.
Rashi.
The Christ Yom Rabbi Yechiel and Shnayim the Shchav Lach the Moshe made him. The Kulam Lehechtem by El Levaisha Barabim. He wants to make it in public. He wants to embarrass her, have 10 people sign her divorce. Well, Tanai, Gomer, Hitler began to say, but at Tanai, the Levi Gitlam, Ken Christ by Kulam. Rashi's trying to explain his logic. Why does he want 10 people to sign? The answer is he wants to embarrass her. He doesn't need witnesses, two are enough. But let's make this a whole public affair. Let's make it, I'm gonna really hand it, stick it to her. Kulam shemeidim nischav lachtimam mishnayim chaismim. Kashu l'tavayu damar kulam tzrichim lachtam. If he walks into a room with 10 people, you only need 2. Elo damar kulcham, v'shav yegitah v'chasimi kulu. He didn't make it again till the other side. Ma b'nayim, b'mishum tzai, b'mishum eidim, kulam tzrichim lachtam. Everybody has to sign the statement that he could come kiss the Catholic Christian Christ and call him Christman. Says the Farish in that Mishnah, he says Kukam, one writes it all side. Adasara Yabim, the Kaim Shinas Mochas Makulam, and before he gave it to her, they all signed. Madam Shabed and Pasul, the Hada Aid Shlema Chaf Makulam, it's not considered a complete Aidus. The Kim the Kulam Mechasm Biam Ksavas Avle Mugdam, it's considered a predated star. Even though there's two Aidim, but you want a 10 Aidim. 10 Aidim means all Aidim have to sign the same day. Nim Tachem Am Karev Apostle, the Kaimelon, the Sanhedrin, Afilomeya Aidim, and Nim Tachem Karev Apostle, it's a Batela. You can have 100 Aidim, one is a relative, all apostle. But according to Bechen, they're not Aidim, only two are Aidim. Now, according to Bechen, we have the following Shiloh. What if one of the first two signatures was the relative? Now, he didn't say which are the two Aidim and which are the Tanai. Two are Aidim and eight are Tanai. So really, who cares where the relative signed? But the problem is, because if we let that be kosher, people are going to say relatives are kosher Aidim. Because people look to the first two signatures. So, Frenzy Gemara, E, the man Damer Mishim Aidim Pasol. Sorry. Ichasim Betchil Karve Pasol. What if the Karve Pasol were the first ones that signed? Amrila Kosher, Amrila Pasol. Amrila Kosher, some people say it's kosher. Tanayu. It's a Tanay. Who cares where they sign? Amrlu Pasul, Asilachlu v'Mishtar, Mishtar is the Alma. People are going to start saying their relatives are kosher Aidim.
The difference is, when you sign it, the first two sign the special place.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
And a get, isn't there a place for... The,
you can sign 28 of them in a get. There's a place for 40.
I understand. That part is true, but isn't there a first two that are the...
Highlighted?
We never have more than two, so I don't know what you're looking at. This doesn't happen.
What I'm trying to say is that the first two...
No, first of all, you're not trying to say, you're saying, yeah.
Well, I think what I'm trying to say, but don't understand what I'm saying.
Right. You mean you're trying to explain.
The first two is this over here, and the other signatures. The other signatures mean ready for this. The other signatures can mean I can write by the name in English.
Who said the first two get signed in English? Talk about it when we get to the ninth bearing. We'll talk about it in the ninth bearing.
Big difference. Big difference. The other.
Yeah. There you go. Let's go. Yes.
Why do you say the first two?
Because that's usually the main Aidim is the first two. No. He's saying something else. He's saying the two are signing here and the other eight are signing somewhere else.
Right now. You can speak right now. That means you can go to Macy's, 10% off. They still have Macy's still?
But you said it doesn't make a difference where the Aidim are signed. In other words, it could be at the bottom.
They all sign right after the writing again. Of course it makes a difference where they sign. But they all sign together. He had two signing at different places.
In other words, the order of who are the Aidim wasn't stipulated.
Exactly. But the problem is, really, it should be kosher, as long as you have two kosher Aidim, according to Rabbi Eichelin. But the problem is, people look to the first two, and one is a relative, they'll walk away saying a relative is kosher.
Maybe the people will say, he needed 10 Aidim, that was his stipulation.
Why would they sign first? First, they're usually your main Aidim.
No, he's trying to say very nextly, these are the first two that were there.
They're all here. Cool, come down.
They gave the
scan
the first right. They gave the scan in the first right to sign.
They wouldn't to a relative. That's exactly what people look to the first two Aidim. Doesn't say their age. Doesn't say anything. And they have two Aidim and one is a Karev. People will say a Karev is kosher.
You're saying it's normal procedure that the normal thing would be with the first would be the Aidim too.
Quite good, yeah, right. Quite good, sluggies, they're all Aidim.
It doesn't say it over here. First two.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, is this the first two?
It costs a betrayal of Karev Lepaso.
But wouldn't the whole get the this is unusual? Who even confuses with Keemstra's 10 signatures?
I can't argue to come on.
That's exactly what we said before. That Pshat is, you're not going to have a problem with one aid doing the Masiba, because there's a Masiba also. He's trying to say good.
I'm glad. He's Rashi. He calls him a Tchila Karev Apostle. Mishnayim Rishayim Nebuchadnezzar Makar V'kulim Chasim Ubay Beyayim Amr L'Kasher L'manam Mishum Tanai D'Avar Gav D'Ichtim B'Reish Akar V'Pasol Ha'edis Tizkayim B'Ruyim L'Edis V'Hu Yechashim L'Tanai. He's the Tanai. The Mestamas Aksherim Yino L'Shem Edim Makar V'Tanai. He wanted the Kasher Edim to be the Edim and the other ones are the Tanai. Asil Achluvim B'Kim Shtaris De'Alma D'Kim is the Chasim B'Reisha Asil L'Meim Ezev Adil L'Shem Edus Chasim. This is the guy that was the Ed V'Yachshir U'Kar V'Kol Shtaris.
When Rashi says, Lo Hissim Bo Ella Levaisim Barabim.
Yeah.
Does that mean she's there for a get ceremony, or later on when she gets to get to the slip?
Rashi doesn't explain, you can make up whatever you want.
The call goes out.
Okay, then my second question is, because I've been at a get ceremony, the husband gives the wife, drops the get in his hand. Why, for practical reasons, do they do that?
Have to wait for the eighth barak.
I'm sorry?
You'll have to wait for the eighth barak. Now, we are still on Yud Ches of Beis, and there's 89 blot in Gittin, and we're on number 17.
I'm not asking about the dropping. I'm asking why, for her sake, because a lot of people are uncomfortable there, especially the wife. And he drops it. In other words, why don't they say, for practical reasons, have somebody give her the gift instead of the husband dropping it? Because I've seen them drop it 100 times until they realize they can't move their hands.
Again, it's up to them.
Them.
The husband and wife.
You mean they give her a choice whether you want to be there during the time of the signing? And
absolutely. If not, he can make a shliach.
Okay.
But a get comes to New York, that's how they do it.
No, I understand that part.
So it can be done in Cleveland, too.
I've only seen it done over here.
That's because you only see it done here, and they got along well enough that they could be in the same room and not kill each other.
I guess they interviewed them ahead of time.
They agreed to be there and do it this way. There are cases that a husband says, I don't want to see my wife again, or the woman says, I don't want to even look at his face. So then we have to do it with the shlichus.
You're in the same city.
You're in the same city. Depends how bad their relationship is. How amicable the divorce is. It's a very sad thing.
The Rishon, but the years after the marriage, and the other guy was not from birth in Faltruva, and she convinces her to come. They're not enemies.
Happened. The big problem, they're together after the divorce. Major problem.
Not
together, they're talking. Yeah, but if they're Yichud afterwards, it makes a major problem. Again, to be discussed in the seventh of Beirut.
Because it's not a kosher get.
It is a kosher get. It was a kosher get, and then afterwards they went to the room together.
Right.
And that becomes a problem, even with Manasseh, it's sometimes a problem.
What's the problem?
Because maybe they lived together and he married her again.
Well, maybe they slipped together and didn't marry again.
That's the shot. Again, we'll have to wait for
the problem. What's
if they married again? Then they're actually an anxious ish.
Say if they didn't marry again.
So again, we have to wait, you know. Again, as I mentioned before, we're in daf number 17 in Gittin, and there's 89 blot. So there's still 72 blot to go.
People aren't invested.
So they're
saying. What?
Why would they be taking her back?
Because he took her back.
With a bia?
No, he remarried her.
The other man
married now lives with her. She goes to marriage. She's marrying an Ish. Ish. It's a Shaila again. The Gemara will talk about it. What?
He creates an Ish by being with her again?
Yeah, because eight other mice belong to be a
Don't
tell him. Call him up.
He'll yell at
him. What's his number? I'll give you his number. Everybody have a wonderful day.